Hey everyone, welcome back to the Peach and White podcast. Welcome, welcome. You always do that. Yes, ma'am. Hey.
Yay.
So we do welcome back, guys. It's been a while. And we are back with a nice and excited episode topic or
very
something,
interesting.
Whatever. So we are going to give you guys our views about men and women friendship. Is it right?
It is.
It is. All right. So, without further ado, I don't know, unless one has something to add, you know, no, nothing else?
You did great.
Oh, okay. Okay, so guys, today we're going to talk about, discuss about men and women friendship. I believe Wine, she always comes with some questions, kind of like a little interview. I don't know why.
Don't believe that's what's going to happen.
I don't know why, but okay.
Do not believe that's what's happening.
Okay. I'm listening.
So guys, welcome back. Like Peach said, sensual voice. Anyway, so I am going to ask Peach a few questions regarding this topic, like men and women friendship. She's going to give us her point of view on the topic, and eventually if she has questions for me, I'll do the same too. So, Peach, are you ready?
Everybody! Yes, I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, my first question is, do you think a genuine platonic relationship between a male and a female is possible?
Yes, I do. I strongly, in all capital letters, I strongly agree, and I do believe that men and women can have a genuine relationship.
Platonic.
Yeah, platonic relationship.
Okay.
But well, I wanna add on.
I was gonna say that. Can you explain yourself?
Yeah, sure. I do wanna add on some of the things, because in my experience, between the man and the woman, there's always one of them somehow will have or usually have feelings. And that's something that happened in my case. I have two best friends, male best friends, that I don't think you know the other one, but you know one of them already. And then we do have a good, nice relationship. And then I'm gonna talk about the one that you know first. We all started as a friend. I was what age? Like, we know each other since I was 14, I guess. And it was just, you know, we all started with just liking stuff on Facebook, talking about stuff that we share, animes, hobbies, some hobbies that we share, some interests and stuff. And somehow he did started, you know, telling me, I mean, it's not gonna, he didn't tell me exactly how we felt, but I believe you can tell when someone has other intention than just being your friend, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, so as we grow, I mean, he kept showing more and more, you know, like his emotions and how he was feeling about me. And but all of this were happening, he was still respecting the fact that we're just friend. And then yeah, and then meanwhile, you know, our relationship was still growing, so as friend. And then literally this is how we become best friend. And at the end of the day, I had, okay, this is just a parenthesis, this is what I want to say. I end up having feelings too. And then he was like, oh, you know what, I also had feelings too, but nothing can happen. You are like on the other side of the world. I am back there. So we just, you know, focused on our relationship as bestie, and which is actually the best decision I believe for once I made. 'Cause yeah, I was, yes, low-key I was pushing him. We were like, why don't we try, you know, to do something else than just bestie? But it was like, nah. So anyway, yeah, you can have a nice genuine, and then you use the word platonic, relationship
Well,
with, okay,
whatever
not
you just
relationship,
explained
friendship.
already. Whatever you just explained already threw that out of the window, Peach, but we'll come
Exactly.
back to that. We'll come back to that. So, I have a different question.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Let's say, you get in a relationship and your boyfriend, or let's say, I'm not gonna go as far as like husband, your boyfriend is telling you that he doesn't like your friendship with your friends and that you have to cut them off. What would be your reaction? And what are you going to do? Like, what would be your reaction? Like, how would you react and what decision would you
Honestly,
make?
one, it's something that it's hard for me to actually even imagine that that type of situation, but I'm gonna try to answer your question.
Hypothetically. Like
Alrighty.
Americans say.
Yeah. So, okay, let's say my boyfriend doesn't like my relationship with my best friend, male best friend. Honestly, if it gives me reasons, like if it gives me reason, valuable reasons, 'cause I will take this into account and then try to understand these reasons, like why aren't you, I mean, you don't have to like our relationship, but just acknowledge that, okay, that's my best friend. And then if it's reasons or valid, I will, I mean, I understand that men can get jealous and they have the egos too, and yeah, so I would try, not try, I will take into account whatever my boyfriend mentioned or will mention. But honestly, if his reasons are not valid, I will be like, bro, you need to relax. And yeah, this is, he like, he's my bestie, he's been there for the longest time. So, you know, just I'll try to put him in a position where he's like, hopefully he'll become comfortable with the fact that, acknowledging that, you know what, he's just my best friend. And then don't go overboard, don't try not to overthink about our relationship. So yeah, hopefully that answered your question.
It does. It does.
Okay.
So what if it's the other way around? Like your friend is seeing a girl or a woman. Let's not be mean. Seeing a woman and she's not comfortable with you guys' relationship and she actually asked your friend to tell you that you need to back off, what are you going to do?
Respectfully, I wouldn't care. I'll care less. But respectfully, I'd be like, man, please, whatever. I don't care. I don't care about her. Just to tease. See, that's not fair, right?
I didn't do anything.
I know it's not fair, Loki, but I would say that to tease my best friend, to tease my friend and her, but I will understand. And then again, I mean, I'm not gonna get in between their relationship, but I would tell my best friend she needs to have like valid reasons, like why don't she like me? Why don't she like? Why is she trying to separate us? But most likely, I already take my distance. I mean, not in a way that I'm not talking to my friend at all, because he's literally like my brother now, and like he's just my like. No, you can't just try to separate us because you don't like us. No, it doesn't work like that. You don't like us being around, being together. I mean, so I usually kind of take my distance in the way that, I mean, I guess as a woman, maybe I will understand, okay, you're not trying to have the other girl around always like laughing, teasing, joking with your, you know, with your boyfriend, especially if it's a type that's like, you know, kind of, I mean, no, I don't know, maybe insecure. Maybe insecure, maybe not, but I will understand that and take my little distance. But then is she trying to get over it, like trying to get on top and disrespectful, rude me? No, now I will, you know, show her my other colors, and then things will not end well, most likely.
Okay, Peach. Anybody who knows Peach knows she likes to fight.
So
maybe she changed, maybe she didn't. No, who knows? You'll find out.
I can't even change. I can't. I have so many people to have to protect.
I know, right? Yeah. There's just so much going on, so
mind you.
Well,
I'll fight for others, but I won't fight for myself.
That's why I'm here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So don't worry, I got you.
Yeah, I know, that's for sure.
I don't know if I have any more questions, but if something comes up, I'll ask you.
Yes.
But do you have any questions for me?
Of course. Of course. You do. Of course I do. Okay, so let's first start with the main topic of the subject. Do you think you can have a platonic relationship, friendship? Let me say friendship. I don't know why I keep saying relationship. Sorry, guys. But whenever I say relationship, have in mind I meant to say friendship.
Friendship, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you think it's something do you think it's okay? Do you think a man and a woman can have a platonic and general friendship?
Can they have genuine friendships? Mm-hmm. Yes. Platonic?
Besties?
No.
Have in mind that they're your besties.
Well, when I say no, I mean, like, there's always something. You know, there's always something. It's either from the beginning or as you grow together. And also, like I said, there's one thing that needs to happen. It's one of the person needs to be unattractive in a way where, like, you guys cannot be attracted to each other, or like one cannot be attracted to the other one. Because if that happens, then I don't know, it's not platonic anymore, because there's something else going on, you know. Like you said earlier, when a friendship starts, like, pretty much, I'm not gonna say all of my friendships, but like some of my friendships started, I will say, when I was a kid, because I was like a little boy. So
Little
boys
tomboy.
were friends. Exactly. Boys were friends with me because they thought I was a boy. Like I was acting like a boy. So when, well, I mean, for some of my friends, the ones that I grew up with, when they realizing that I was actually a woman, so they started like doing weird things, you know. But then I was like, that's not gonna happen because you know my family, you know, we grew up together, so it's like we're siblings, you know. But other than that, it's like I said, if one of the person has feelings, it becomes a little difficult. But that does not mean that the friendship cannot be genuine and cannot be real.
Okay. I like your answer. The fact that really like the hook, the one that grabbed my attention is the first part when you said that one of them needs, okay, not need. I don't think you used the word needs, but kinda have to be unattractive.
Have the need to be unattractive. You know, I
Yeah.
said
That's
once
the
I said
view. I'm
that
not gonna
to
debate it.
I
Everyone
said
has.
I actually said that statement to my friend, my
Yo.
best friend that you know.
Yes.
One day we were talking and I'm like, have you ever heard that thing that said that if a male and a female are best friends, one of them needs to be ugly? And he's like, shut up, none of us is ugly.
Exactly, like, bro, what you talking about?
I was like, well, none of us is ugly. Do we have a platonic friendship though?
Oh my
That's the
God,
question.
God.
But you know,
No, boo. Yes.
it's just things that happen. Like, because in general, like I said, you do not just get attracted to someone physically. I think when we talk about when we talked about relationship expectation, I think it, and I mentioned it on that episode that I am the type of person who's very attracted by someone's mind, like the way a man thinks, the way he expresses himself, and so on and so on. So some people also get that from like being friends and spending time together. You start getting emotionally attached to someone and they end up developing like, I don't know, feelings. But the thing is, now it's up to them if either they want to protect your friendship and like just keep it the way it is, or if they want to explore what's behind it. And at the end of the day, they said, marry your best friend. So if it works for you guys, fine. But usually when that happened, it doesn't end well.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, if you don't mind me if I add on a little bit, I feel like at the end of the day, a male best friend, they became like our brothers. And then even if at some part of our lives if one of us, so one of the friends start developing any type of feelings, like at the end, maybe they'll be like, nothing would have happened. Nothing, like even if something happened, he wouldn't last. Or even if they
Well,
did have
that
something,
doesn't.
and even
I would think that would just mean they just had a crush.
exactly, yes, you see,
If someone
exactly,
had like, if someone has genuine feelings, because I've seen friendship being ruined because one of the person genuinely fell in love, and I've read also online stories of people literally like the worst, doing the worst thing that you can do, like go to your best friend's wedding and tell them on the day they're getting married that you're having feelings for them. So
Man,
these
I
happen
wouldn't do that at all.
quite often, but just like, I mean,
But that's good. That's kind of deep right there. 'Cause I wouldn't,
yeah, because there's a difference between having a crush and having feelings.
Okay. I like that question. I like the answer. It made me think. I believe it will make the audience think too.
Maybe what you had was a crush on your best
True.
friend. So.
Probably. Oh, just nothing. Because I'm just out there in space.
You were just single.
I'm gonna be out there in space wondering. But anyway, I have another question, and I'm excited. I can't wait for that answer, for you to answer the question. Have your best friend, and he has that girlfriend who literally just don't want you around him because the I mean it's just the relationship, the relation actually, the connection between you and your friend is just too much for her to handle. With perfect, even with perfect, well, it's even better than a relationship.
I know, right?
Yeah, and then so what would you say about it if the girlfriend said, "You know what? I don't want you to hang out with wine anymore because I think she's just invading me."
Well, funny because I have two instances where on the first one, with my other best friends other than Peach, we already talked about it. Like I've asked him in the past, like, what happened if, like, one day you get married and then your wife doesn't, I didn't even say girlfriend, I was like, your wife doesn't like our relationship or whatever, and she says you have to stop talking to me, and he's like, she's not crazy, is she crazy?
Exactly. That's what I was saying at the
Was
beginning. I
like,
couldn't even imagine myself in that type of
yeah,
situation.
I was like, I'm not even gonna ask you any more questions. You just gave me the perfect answer, so that's it. You just passed. If that was a test, you passed it like with 100 out of 100. And the second instance was when I was in college back home. I have one friend who is actually a childhood friend. Like, we literally grew up together, and he used to date that girl. In the she was also she was studying in the same university as us, but they were, I think they were in the same, I don't know if they were doing the same thing, I don't know, I wasn't there. But like, we usually hung out like after school or between classes when we didn't have anything to do. So that day, and genuinely, when I would go to his class, like, everybody would be so nice and like welcoming, and we would talk. And usually we'll always end up like going on, like separating from the group because we have a whole lot of things to talk about. So that day was the same. So I went to his classroom. We spent a little bit of time with everybody, and then all of them started like leaving, whatever, doing whatever they needed to do. So we stayed, and we started, and we were just talking. And then his phone started going off, and I'm like, who's that? Who's that? Because at that point I knew he had a girlfriend, but I've never met her. She never met me. She knew about me, but she never met me. So she's like texting, calling him. So he's like, yeah, I'm here, school, I'm at that specific location, like if you come, you're gonna find me there. And so she comes, she comes and she sees us. She stops, like, I don't know, I'll say maybe 10, 20 feet away from us.
So she's
And
then
she's
coming in.
like, yeah, she's like texting him, like, oh, can you come over? And I see him checking his phone, and I'm like, what are you checking? He's like, she just texted me that I needed to, like, to go see her. I'm like, my guy, if you move from here, if you move from that chair right there, I don't know how long we've been friends for, but know that this is going to end today.
Why do you have to
My
put
guy,
him
when
in
I tell
such
you,
a
my guy
dilemma?
was sweating because he was like, what am I going to do? Do I
Exactly.
go to my girlfriend, or do I stay with my childhood friend? And I was like, you're not moving. I don't care what she's going. If she's a woman, she needs to come here and tell me that she's taking you. And she just, like, he sat there and literally just like shrugged his shoulder at her, and she was so pissed. Like she gave us a look, and then she turned around and left. And I was like, my, just to say that I didn't even do that to be mean, you know, but just out of respect. Because you don't know me, I don't know you. You don't know the type of relationship that I have with my friend. You cannot just come out of nowhere, not even saying hi or trying to introduce yourself. And like, she could have come and be like, "Hey, hi, how
Yeah,
you
can I
doing? My
just,
name is X, and can I borrow you for a second? Because I need to talk to him." I would fine. It's your man. You can have him, but you don't like stop at like 20 feet. And then just stare at us, and instead of just addressing, even addressing him personally, you text him. I was like, no, that's not about to happen. No woman is going to do my friend like that. He's not your dog, my guy.
Exactly,
So, and that's my thing, because in my friendships, in like all of my friendships, I'm overprotective of my friends, and I'm a super jealous friend. So like there's things that there are things that are not going to just fly by. Not because I'm trying to be mean, but because I value my friendships more than anything else. And like I if let's say if that was a genuine relationship with a girl that he knows for a long time and that I've known or whatever, and she got to that point, I would have tried to find out what's going on, why she doesn't like me, try to fix the relationship between me and her. But if you don't make any efforts to try to get to know me, well, the same way you're going to fight for your boyfriend, I'm going to fight for my friend, and may the best win. That's all I have to say about that.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. So y'all better have one as best friend.
Know, right?
I have
I'm a
one more
fighter.
question for you.
Yes.
So what do you value most in your friendship with your let's say with your male friends, because we're talking about friendship between men and women.
What do I value most? What would I say? I don't know, just a friendship. You know, 'cause for some reason all my male friends, it sounds weird because I say all my male friends, but you guys have to understand that I grew up with boys, so that's why I have a lot of male friends. But all of them are just so genuine. Like they are literally the best people. Like they have my best interest at heart, and they are always here when I need. Like I just value the
They are
friendship, you
the best
know,
old.
because I've met that one. I have that one friend who is like genuinely always asking me, "Why are you always so nice?" Because in general, like I'm not a nice person. I'm mean, literally. I'm mean, but I'm like a nice mean. You know, if I talk to you, I'm not gonna be like, "Oh, I love you," whatever, whatever. I'm gonna be insulting you all day. Like I'm gonna cuss at you or say some weird stuff. I'm going to make fun of you. You know, that's the type of friends that I the type of friend that I am. But in the same time, I genuinely care about people. Like I make sure I don't forget people's birthday. I don't forget to give them like Christmas notes or like gifts or whatever. Like I always try to make people feel seen and heard, you know. And then I have that one friend who was asking me like, "Why are you so different? Like, from what you're saying to what you're doing." And I'm like, "You should look at what your friends are doing for you, not what they're saying." Because if you're looking, if today I tell you, "Stop talking to me," because I said that you're gonna stop talking to me, that means we're not really friends. Do you know how many times I told my friend, "Stop talking to me"? So. And we're still here. Like, I'm still here. If I say something to you and I show you something else, you should be worried about what I show you, not what I tell you.
I'll tell you exactly.
Because the greatest way to, like, even that's what they said, the greatest way to prove you love to someone is just to show
Exactly.
it,
See, I
not
was gonna
say it.
come to that point.
You know? Oh yeah, basically that's the only thing that is that's the thing that I
Anything?
value about my male friendship, my friendship and the love around it. Like
Okay.
they're amazing.
All right. Bro, I don't have any other question, and I love that the fact that you shared. And I will just say one little thing. Like, even in
What?
general, like in life in general, you want to, for the best way to know others and to know who's your friend, who's good, who you should hang out with, it's through their action.
Yeah.
Through their actions, exactly.
Observing,
Yeah.
because
But well, hey,
you
it
know.
doesn't mean that whatever they say, you should disregard it, because
Yeah,
some
but
people have
I'm thinking
really
also
bad
because
mouth.
I'm also thinking because it's a culture here in the United States, you know, people talk a lot instead of just when you meet someone for the first time, let's just get off topic. Like when you meet someone for the first time and you're trying to be in a relationship, the first thing they're gonna tell you is like, what is the type of, let's say, men or women that you're looking for? That's the wrong question to ask someone. Because once you give that person all the details of what you're looking for, that person is going to do everything
Everything,
to look like
exactly.
what you're looking for. And by the time you
Exactly.
realize that that was just an act, it's already too late, you know. So it's better to observe instead of saying, that's what I want, that's what I don't want, that's what I want. Just observe. And then from then, that I always tell that to people. I'm like, be yourself. I'll look, I'll see what's wrong,
And then,
and I'll tell
yeah,
you. So
if it works, it works. It doesn't work, you move on.
it doesn't work, exactly. So there's that.
Okay. I enjoyed
But
it. I wasn't wanting to keep talking.
hold on, before we go, I also wanted to ask you the same question. What do you value about your friendships?
In general, or
Yeah, with the man
okay,
friendships.
so honestly, I want to say because they are, I don't want to say dependable, but they're just always there for me. Like, I'm not trying to compare you with them, but it's just like having you like
Oh,
three
trust
times,
me.
you know.
Nobody can be compared to me. I'm not
Exactly.
even
So it's just
taking
like it's like
that.
I have
A few moments later.
My bad.
It's okay. It's okay. No worries.
Beep, 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 beep. But yeah, it's just like I have multiple besties. Yo, male, my male besties, I love y'all. But it felt like I felt like my male bestie is just like my female bestie. So I like the fact that they're just dependable, and then I talk a lot, and I'm like, when I'm not okay, like if I'm not coming to you, even if I come to you, I know I can speak to them too. Most like mostly to the, the person you know.
Of course.
So, and then I love having a good ear, a shoulder to lean on to. They're just there whenever I need someone. So, yeah. And they like to tell
Thank
me
you,
a lot.
friends. Thank you. It's
Yeah.
a it's a it's a particular shout out to all our male friends.
Exactly.
You know
Exactly. Yep.
yourself. So we're sending you a shout out because you guys are the kings. So
Yes. Oh, yes.
well,
Yeah.
if Peach doesn't have anything else to add, we're going to close that awesome episode. Peach, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Peach and Wine podcast today. We hope you like it. We hope you like today's topic. And we hope you guys can also share with us, what do you think? Do you think it's possible to have a friendship with
True
opposite sex,
friendship.
or is it not possible? Don't forget to follow us on social media. Don't forget to follow us on, we are available on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and yeah, so go there, follow us so that every time that we post a new episode, you guys get the notification right away.
Yeah.
Besides and,
don't forget that you can also react if you do want to share your views. I mean, we can find the ways to put you in, so you know. We love having guests, as once always say.
We love having guests. Yeah. It's always interesting. So, well, guys, we will see you in the next episode. So, have a good week. Bye.
Bye.